Aiden, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to do. We needed to get out of there. So I snuck out and made a deal with the suits. I would give them the box, and they would allow us to leave unharmed. They were going to come up with something to keep the demons away for a few minutes, just as the sun went down.
She rubbed her temples with her fingers.
I didn't know what else to do.
She emphasized again. You could have trusted me to help you. She gave him a sad smile.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say I was sorry. And I'm glad you made it back home in one piece.
I did. Thanks to some friends of mine showing up. She nodded and then stood up to leave.
I'll take Mojo up to the apartment. Thank you for taking care of him.
He grabbed her wrist as she scooped him up off of the table. Don't go. She looked at him with surprise. He should be angry with her. And he was. He should want nothing at all to do with the little liar. And he didn't. Besides, he'd make a horrible husband. His mind told him to cut his ties with her now, before it was too late. Before he took that step that would make her bound to him, and he to her forever. And if she was anywhere near him, he would take that step, and very soon. Aiden let go of her. He didn't want a mate. He had a demon. It was way more predictable and far less dangerous than a female. Yet he couldn't seem to convince his heart and soul of that. They craved her like nothing else he'd felt before. Or, he somehow knew, ever would again. Truth was, she hadn't done anything that he hadn't done in the past. Abandoning him to his fate like that? Wasn't that exactly what he had done to his family? She at least had a better reason. And he was happy when she was with him. Life was short. He only had another few hundred or thousand years or something. Why waste it? Or better yet, he stood and threw the rucksack over his shoulder. I'll come with you. Getting Nick's attention at the bar, no easy feat when he was caught up in his mate, Aiden indicated for him to pay for the drinks and gave a wave. Nick lifted his chin and winked and smiled once he saw why Aiden was leaving. Bloody Estonian bastard. Aiden sighed. He was never going to hear the end of this.